All right, so let's move into hour number three. Let me start you off with a little bit of reaction. Then I want to talk about the actual ref show that you can be really unhappy about. Not that Sixer fan wants to hear it. Philly fan's really unhappy. I'm not even talking about the ref show. I'm talking about the ump show. What a scene that was yesterday. At Mr. Jingles 007, quote, "They are who we thought they were, and the replay center let them off the hook."
The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
My man was so far ahead of his time with that rant. I mean, Denny Green was so far ahead of his time with that rant.
I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest.
Honestly, that rant does not. For years and years and years, it got a lot of credit. But in recent years, not nearly as much. Don't forget about that rant. Don't forget about Denny Green. That was incredible. This guy writes, "They are who we thought they were, and the replay center let them off the hook." Signed, LeBag. Rome, the players are playing their tails off, and the replay center is screwing it up. Howie in Richmond.
The kids are playing their tail off, and the coaches are screwing it up.
Jamie in Green Bay. Darvin
crown their ass.
Needs to be downgraded to Canadian bacon. UCLA Dodger Frank.
I don't know what to do.
Quote, "I do not like this Darvin Ham. I do not consider him as Laker fam. I do not like him coaching my team. All he's become is a Twitter meme." It's X. Frank, an X meme. Hey, Jim. Props to the Knicks for hitting their shots. We'd rather lose to Iran than New York. But we gagged on that zebra, goat, crap, Sando. Our horses are ready for some Philly streetball rules. No blood, no foul. See you in our barn, New York. War the X platform, JD and Philly. We're coming. We're coming to the X platform. JD and Philly said, "Welcome to our house." That's going to be interesting. All right, so we're talking about the ref show, and I don't have an issue with the ref show last night. Now, the ump show is something different. Big day for the ref show / ump show in the jungle, which is never a good thing. I never want to be talking about the zebras, but here we are. Here the bleep we are. And, well, I can't blame the ref show for either the Laker or Sixer collapses. I can absolutely blame the ump show for what happened to Aaron Boone yesterday. Have you seen this nonsense? Classic ump show bullcrap. Aaron Boone actually got run in the first inning of a game at Yankee Stadium because of something that some fan yelled. And credit to Yes Network for getting the entire thing on film and audio. In fact, the evidence is so overwhelming, we can tell exactly what the fans said. The horrible thing that the fans screamed that got the ump show so worked up that he had to run Aaron Boone in the bottom of the first inning was this. I mean, as we all know, this is like an automatic dismissal. You say this, there are just certain things, certain words and certain things that you say that you know you can't say, that you know will get you run. This phrase is one of those things. Quote, in fact, if you're a little squeamish, you might want to turn away. Earmuffs, you ready? Say this to any umpire on any level and you're going to get run. Ready? Let's go, home plate. That's it. That's it. I'm serious. The ump show ejected the Yankee manager in the first inning because a fan behind him shouted, "Let's go, home plate!"
Let's go!
The hell does that happen? Well, first, there was a warning from Hunter Wennerstadt to Aaron Boone after a check swing call that the Yankees didn't like on the previous pitch.
Making
Guess
that
what?
Call.
You're not yelling at me. I did what I was supposed to do and check. I'm looking for him to get hit by the pitch. You got anything else to say? You're gone. Okay?
Oh, okay, Hunter.
Wow.
Damn, Hunter. Talk about wrong side of the bed. But didn't get your coffee? Dude, that guy is coming in hot early in the game over the questioning of a check swing. Okay, Hunter is right.
You got anything else to say? You're gone.
Okay, Hunter. Take a breath, man. Chill out, Hunter. It's only the first inning. The hell are you so worked up about already? It's not like they've been riding your ass the entire game. It's the first inning. Anyway, that was Boone's warning, so he's been warned. And right at that moment, some fan sitting a row behind the dugout screamed, "Let's go, home plate!" And then all hell breaks loose.
And they're done. Well,
there you go. And now Aaron's saying, "I didn't say anything." Aaron's saying, "Hold on a second, I didn't say a word."
That audio is incredible. That is incredible. So Boone goes crazy for getting run for no reason whatsoever, as any manager would. He's even pointing out the dude in the first row who said it. And after getting his ass chewed for about 2 minutes, eventually Hunter relents and admits he probably messed up. See, this is the best part of the entire thing. Hunter hitting Boone with, "You're probably right, Aaron." Listen. If you listen very carefully, he says, Boone's like, "I didn't say anything." And Wendelstadt says, "You're probably right, Aaron." And Boone responds with, "I'm not probably right. I'm bleeping right." How perfect is that? Especially because it's true. And we all know it's true because we all have the video and the audio evidence. You can see it. You can hear it. You can tell exactly what happened. But good on Hunter. Good on the ump for doing what umps never do. Good on Hunter for eventually being the bigger man and admitting his mistake, right? I mean, when does the ump show ever, ever, ever admit to being wrong about anything? This might be the first time ever that an ump owned something like that and admitted it, right? Come on now. We knew that's not how this was going to end. It just wouldn't be the ump show if there wasn't one more ridiculous twist to this already ridiculous story. And the twist is, Hunter came out after the game and doubled down on this nonsense. Not only did he back off the "you're probably right, Aaron," he flipped all the way back to "I was definitely right, Aaron." Check out the utter bagginess of this statement to a pool reporter from Hunter Wendelstadt. And when are we going to stop with this pool reporter nonsense? Why are these guys never, ever accessible? Except to a, quote, pool reporter. Even LeBag is cringing at the supreme bagginess coming off this statement. Try to follow this. Quote, "This isn't my first ejection. In the entire of my career, I have never ejected a player or a manager for something a fan has said. I understand that's going to be part of a story or something like that because that's what Aaron was portraying. I heard something come from the end of the dugout. Had nothing to do with his area, but he's the manager of the Yankees, so he's the one that had to go." End of quote. That's the umpire's explanation for running the manager. Wait, what? Garrett Cole thinks that that word salad makes no sense whatsoever.
I don't know.
That guy's making more sense than the umpire. So, Aaron. Aaron was not probably right after all, I guess. Way to go, Hunter. Way to make an embarrassing situation for you 10 times more embarrassing. Hey, Hunter, it's, quote, part of a story or something. You know why that is? Because we all have the video and the audio of exactly what happened, including when you yourself told Boone, quote, you're probably right, Aaron. You didn't tell Boone in the middle of that exchange, I heard something in the dugout, Aaron. Nor did you say, hey, Aaron, I heard it. One of your guys said it. You're the manager. You have to go. You didn't say either of those things. What you did say, though, was, you're probably right, Aaron. I'm just glad that Aaron set you straight, because he wasn't probably right. He was bleeping right. That's why he was so angry, and that's why it's, quote, part of a story or something. It's because, once again, we can all see and hear exactly what happened, including that part where you admitted, you're probably right, Aaron. The hell kind of explanation is, I heard something in the dugout, so the manager of the Yankees had to go. Since when is that grounds for running a manager? I don't know what's more embarrassing for you, Hunter. Getting that bent, that fast, over something that innocuous, and then tossing the Yankee manager because some fan said, let's go home plate. Or then your absurd attempt at trying to explain it afterwards. Way to go, ump show. Ump show. I know you'd shrivel up and die if any of you ever had to admit even once that you made a mistake. And yet you were so close, Hunter. You were so close. The rest of the ump show must have gotten to you first before that pool reporter did. And been like, hey man, don't you dare roll. Don't you dare sell us out. Deny, deny, deny. Don't be a punk. Don't roll. You admit that, you're killing the rest of us. Don't be a rat. You know the first rule of ump club? The first rule of ump club is, we're never wrong. And you never admit to being wrong. Yo, bro, I gotta be honest. When I first got into this business, your father came on my show. The great Harry Wendelstadt, good dude, man. Good dude, good umpire. I doubt he would ever do something like that. That whole thing is just unbelievable. The Yankees giving their retired or retiring play-by-play legend John Sterling an 83-inch TV as a retirement gift. Cannot believe how messed up this whole thing is. Hey, and by the way, Yankees, you might have got jammed by Wendelstadt, but Sterling got jammed by you. The hell was that all about? What was the thinking there? Not exactly the classiest gesture. Not exactly the greatest token of appreciation for the alleged class organization of Major League Baseball. An 83-inch TV for a 36-year stint with the team. What was the thinking behind that? I have to know. Were you thinking like 1 inch for every year the guy's been alive? Like 1 inch for every trip around the sun? Because you got pretty damn close. John Sterling is actually 85. Or did you give him an 83-inch screen because the dude obviously can't see anymore?
Here's the 1-0.
Swung on, there it goes. Deep left center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone.
But caught. At the wall. Caught by Tapia. Boy, I thought that was gone.
Yeah, so we know, John. Got close. Oh, he got into one. That ball is high. That ball is far. The infield fly rule is in effect. I mean, but even then, how do you give that guy an 83-inch TV as a going-away gift? What, because he can't see? Did you also include a pair of binoculars that he could use to watch that TV, just to be sure? Pair of bifocals? one of those giant pair of wraparound green sunglasses for glaucoma victims? Cataracts? Well, what is that? No, cataracts, Albie. Did somebody just rip that TV out of the wall in the clubhouse that's been there for like 10 years? And put it back in the box and then present it to him? Was it an unclaimed raffle prize? What? Did it also include an Olive Garden gift card with the TV? Did he get a 3-month trial subscription to Cinemax? Whatever the answer, it's pretty embarrassing. I mean, what? Is Susan Waldman going to get like a pair of AirPods?
Oh my goodness gracious.
Hey, Johnny, here's an Xbox. Here's an Amazon gift card and a Best Buy gift card. I mean, come on, Yankee organization. What if one of Derek Jeter's old gift baskets was lying around? They used to give his dates when they left. Yeah, here's this. They're just running around the clubhouse trying to gather crap to give to John. Here's a businessman special ticket. One. Anyway, whatever the answer, it's pretty embarrassing. But still not as embarrassing as the ump show going full ump show on Aaron Boone. How do you run a guy for that? Aaron, I didn't say anything. You're probably right. No, I'm bleeping right. I did not say a bleeping thing. Okay, now if you want to complain about that, the ump show you can complain about. I don't want to hear about the ref show today, but the ump show is fair game. All right, when we return, phone calls. The NFL draft a couple days away. I know a lot of fans are really hyped on the draft because you're really hyped on the quarterback that you think is going to be your savior. I don't want to be a buzzkill. I don't want to be a wet blanket. I don't want to be a cooler. However, I'm here to tell you, I can all but guarantee one of those quarterbacks that you think is a savior is going to be anything but, and probably more than one. I'll have that for you too. Alvie, are you ready? Alvie had a huge day yesterday on Prize Picks. His first ever run at 4, and he nailed them all. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app. With over 3 million active members, all you have to do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and then watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Get in on the playoff action. Win up to 100 bucks or 100 times your money on Prize Picks. As you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during the basketball postseason, Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports. Prize Picks also offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this basketball season. I love it. I do it. Alvie loves it. He's great at it. He'll be here in a minute. Download the app right now. Use the code ROME, R-O-M-E, for a first deposit match of up to 100 bucks. Code ROME on Prize Picks for a deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It is that easy. You do have to be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. Alvin, what do you have? Hey, Alvin.
How are you?
Good, Alvin. How are you?
I'm on fire.
Yes, you are, dude. You're killing
it. It's hot in here.
You're killing it.
Okay, I got 3 today. I got Kevin Durant, more than 19.5 points. James Harden, less than 33.5 points, rebounds, and assists.
Ooh.
And I'm going to take the Taco Tuesday special, Carl Anthony Towns, more than 14.5 points.
All right, dude, run it back one more time.
Kevin Durant, more than 19.5 points. James Harden, less than 33.5 points, rebounds, and assists. and Carl Anthony Towns more than 14 and a half points.
I love it. Screenshot me that so I can get paid. Alvin hit on all four yesterday. All four yesterday. Can he do it again? Let's find out. Prize Picks. Check it out.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Not even gonna lie. So it's 11:30 almost Pacific time. I never ever eat during the program. I'm feeling it right now. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do right after the show. I'm going right to the Old Trapper beef jerky. No doubt about it. I want that. There's something to be said for family business, which stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Do not be fooled by other brands, because all beef jerky is not the same. I only eat Old Trapper. I love jerky. That is the only jerky that I will eat. And once you eat Old Trapper, you're never going to go anywhere else. Make sure you choose it. Make sure you choose it because you can see the quality right through their clear view packages. They set that up on purpose, as I've told you. There are four different flavors, as I've told you. They're all amazing flavors, as I've told you. If you haven't done it yet, you got to start. And you got to start right away. Start with a 4-ounce bag. See which one you like best. If you're already in this game and you know what Old Trapper's all about, I don't need to tell you this, but I will. They also come in 18-ounce bags. That way there's enough for the entire team, the entire group. If you go to find it and you don't see it, and you will, but if you go to find it and you don't see it, just ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? I would love a phone call right here. Let's go to Indiana. This guy's on topic. I like it. Greg in Indiana. Great to have you on the show. Greg, how are you?
I am doing absolutely wonderful.
Great. I like that. What's up?
I am absolutely happy to talk to you. Jim Rome from California. I have talked you up my whole UPS career to all my friends. And I am an avid sports fan. Love your show, and I was listening to it out in my garage, sprayed my yard, rained a little bit here today, just a good hangout day in my retirement going on my third year. The Aaron Boone, New York Yankees, and I'm a Cincinnati Reds fan through and through. Love what's going on with De La Cruz, just went down Friday, watched him hit his home run. Me and my girl, who I met on Twitter, everything going absolutely in love. Great. What happened to Aaron Boone? That's wrong, man. Dude, that stuff's ruining baseball. That's all I got to say, man. I love your show. Love the clones. Love all the fodder. Tell me, what does war mean? What does WAR mean?
I'll tell you about that, my brother. Dude, you're great. Greg in Indiana, rack him. All right, a few things, Greg. First of all, dude, I appreciate you very much. I appreciate you very much. I appreciate the years you put in as a UPS driver. We have a lot of UPS drivers. Well, actually, there are the wars. I don't want to pick one over the other. UPS, FedEx, Amazon. I know a lot of guys and gals in trucks are rocking the show because they've told me for years and years and years and years. USPS. So I'm not going to pick one over the other, but he just mentioned UPS. So thank you very much. Good looking out. I know that a lot of you take us with you on the road. So he covered a lot of ground now. He turned a lot of people on to the program. Thank you. He's in his third year of retirement and loving it. Appreciate that. Big time Reds fan. Went down and saw De La Cruz. How could you not? He's a freak show. He met his gal on, quote, Twitter, which is now X. That's amazing. Love that. What a great love story that is, Greg. So he nailed it all. He had everything except he wanted to know what war is. That's kind of funny. So when we war things, it's all, of course, because of Auburn's rallying cry, War Eagle. I can't remember where it was, but way, 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 way back in the day, we might have been at the SEC tourney, or I don't know where we were, but we were in a hotel filled with Auburn fans. This was in the early days of the show. And the way they were all communicating was War Eagle, War Eagle. Not even like, yo, what's up? How you doing? How you feeling? How was your night? The salutation for everything was War Eagle, the rallying cry. But then I noticed also it wasn't just War Eagle. Sometimes it was like in the form of a question, like War Eagle? Or sometimes it was like, you know, for lack of a better phrase, like you're damn right, like War Eagle. So when they were warring Eagle in the early days of the program, we started to war anything, and the clones did this too, warred anything they were in support of. You know, war, insert, something. So it went from War Eagle, we ripped that from Auburn, to war something that you wanted to happen. War something you were in favor of. War something who, somebody who did something really stupid. You could war anything at all. Anything and everything works, depending on your point of view. But that's where that came from. You know, like, in this case, Greg, you could have done it yourself. War Aaron Boone getting the respect that he deserves. Or war the ump show and then turning that thing on its head into some kind of insult about the ump show.
I did not say anything, Hunter. I did not say a
war Aaron Boone lighting up Hunter Wennelstadt. Anyway, you can war anything. Like, for instance, my brother, wore that call. Wore you, bro. Wore you meeting your gal on X. Wore you being the third year of retirement. Wore your life being awesome and wonderful. Wore you going to a Reds game and seeing your freak show shortstop. Wore life, man. Wore me. Wore the jungle. Wore the clones. Wore the JXP. War the XR4TI. War free grub. What you don't want to war, though, is LeBag blaming the replay center. Nobody's going to war that because nobody's in favor of that. Unwar. So then you just drop an unwar on that. We good? Unwar AD saying, the league doesn't like me.
Jamal Murray made a shot.
War these dudes who obviously love AD. You know, the funny thing about AD was,
AD was good.
You know why those guys were doing that? Because years ago when he came into the league especially, everybody did like him. Like, he was really inherently very likable. Good dude. Good dude, good vibe. Remember when he was at Kentucky? Man, people loved him. And now look at him. The league doesn't like me? Like, the league has it in for me? I'll say it again, bro. I only to a certain extent do I believe in karma. Now, I believe in jungle karma. But in terms of, like, universal karma, if you're in the middle of a series and you've already blown one game, and you have to have the next game, that is not the time to complain about not being in the running for an individual award. Unward that, dude. That probably is a more lengthy explanation as to what war means than you needed. But that should cover me for the next 10 years on that question. People actually do ask that all the time. Why do you guys war everything? It's Auburn. War Eagle. We just took the notion and now we war everything and have for years. War me getting you a sports update. Let's do that right now. Busy Tuesday, here it is. Is your vehicle no longer stopping the way it used to? Restore your brakey performance and save when you buy Brake Best Select. Brake Best Select Pro or import direct brake pads and rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I mean, honestly, clones, I'll never, ever understand where some of you are coming from. Jim, Greg is a nice plant to insert at the end of the show. Mike in Temecula. Why is everything fake to some of you people? Everything. Everything is fake. Everything is rigged. Everything is fixed. How do you even know I'm real? How do you know? Listen, Greg's a really good dude. But if I were going to plant something to make the show better or to get me to the finish line, do you think that's the call that I would plant? Haunted Horse. Boone! Out of here! Hey. Signed here. The thin-skinned umpire.
Boom.
That's pretty good.
Out of here. Boom. Out of here. Boom. Out of here.
And Madden King 420. This isn't my first ejection. Regards, Goose. Goose did get ejected. Romy Slice. Not Gossage, but Goose. Mavs boy. Mavs Goose.
The plaque for the alternates is down in the ladies' room.
Who says this is not my first ejection? Oh, Goose. Romy really Slice. LeBags fading in the fourth. Tells me age has crept up on him and he's too old to play a full 48. Ira in the Bay Area. Yo, Frisco fan. I mean, of course the guy's fading in the fourth, dude. He's got like 8 million minutes on him. And the guy still played incredibly.
Hey, Frisco fan.
Until the last shot, Frisco fan, the dude was incredible. And notice I'm not even bagging on him for the last shot. Yes, he got a good look. Yes, he got a great look. But I'm not bagging on him for that. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get it twisted. You love it. Why don't you twist a fatty, Frisco fan? Don't get it twisted. There are some Laker fans that are not happy about it. And then you got you, Frisco fan. Why do you even have an opinion? You're like not even
Frisco
in it.
Fan.
And I'm not sitting here as an L.A. fan because obviously you've heard me. I've taken plenty of runs at the Lakers. I don't care. I don't care if the Lakers win, and I don't care if the Lakers lose. I just don't want to hear them crying like a bunch of little babies and not owning anything. My point is, no, seriously, my point is LeBron was incredible last night. He was incredible, and especially when they needed it, unlike AD. We haven't even mentioned the devastating block on Murray, which was incredible. That one look he had, length of the court, to 80, I thought was incredible. Knocking down three balls. I mean, the guy was amazing last night. So it's not a matter of, yes, he was gassed at the end. How could he not be? But by the way, they all were. They're playing at altitude, and guys that were about half his age were gassed. They were all gassed. That's not my issue. My issue is they blew a 20-point lead, and they didn't own it, and they blamed the replay center. Kenneth E. writes, Dear Jim, this is why you weren't in Space Jam 2. We already own a banner in the rafters this year. Signed, LeCap. War VD burning when the Lakers choke. VD made far and away the best call of the day. Like I said, the worse they play, the bigger the catastrophe, the better his content. All right, back to the phones. It's good to see some new blood in here. Let's go to Jacob in L.A. Great to have you, Jacob. What's up?
How you doing, Romy? Been following you a long time since back in the Bill 217 days. Just want to make a quick comment on Hunter Windostat. Pretty ridiculous on what he did. Kind of throws back. He's trying to keep a competition with Angel Hernandez a couple years ago when he threw out the organist in Chicago. We're playing three blind mice when he was behind the plate. These umps need to get a reality check and concentrate on baseball.
Nice job, dude. Nice job, Jacob. Appreciate you. Bill 217 is a great, great pull from back in the day. The Bill 217 gloss references Bill Walton writing a book and taking a run at me on page 217. So I glossed in Bill 217. Nice job, Jacob. I haven't thought about that in years. Years. Long before there was a Bacon 45 and then a Bacon 46, there was a Bill 217. Huge call. And we have one today. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Is your vehicle no longer stopping like it used to? Restore your braking performance and save when you buy Brake Best Select, Brake Best Select Pro, or import direct brake pads and rotors right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Here is your huge call.
Yo, my friend Jack Daniels, Jose Cuervo, Rome Dello, none of it worked, dude. I am sick to my freaking stomach. And you would have thought the way the game was going that these guys heard my call yesterday during shoot-around. I mean, I told D'Lo to step up, and my guy's three balls were wetter than Alvy's bed sheets. I told LaBall, you can't vanish in the fourth. He did it. He was incredible. AD was unstoppable until the fourth. I mean, everybody heard my call except for one idiot, good old Diarrhea Darv. I mean, where do I start with this moron? Dude leaves two timeouts on the table, just like he leaves his hands in the pocket the whole time, not challenging any of these questionable calls that murdered us. Or how about having zero offensive sets in the fourth quarter? You couldn't get the ball to AD once? I mean, in the paint, one-on-one with Jokic, nothing. It was pure iso ball with the ball. And then, you know, when I think the damage is done, I think the diarrhea has ceased. Ham gets in front of the mic and spits out some more Darvaria. He says, there were some tough calls, but it can't be an excuse. But, you know, it is tricky when the game is officiated different in the season than the playoffs. What? My man, you say that, and then LaCap, D'Lo, and AD are all crying and blaming a foul that happened in the third quarter. The third quarter! We were still up 10! How about blaming the offensive rebounds that I just got? How about blaming leaving Michael Porter Jr. open all game? How about blaming that you had no adjustments in the second half? You are Mike Malone's bitch right now, Darvin Ham, and it makes me sick. And it's hard because I can speak for Laker fans like LeBron. When you go out on the mic and say BS like that, like, we want to root for you, dog. We're trying to root for you. But you look like a little bitch when you go out and say stuff like that. I can't believe they're blaming the refs, dude. It's incredible. That's the last thing they should blame. I mean, forget Jungle Caramel, Jim. I need Jungle life support, my brother. I'm not going to run away from my pick. I'm sticking Lakers in six. But one of you guys, please, hold yourself accountable. Man, seeing the feet out.
You get it better than that.
Like, I'll even allow him going third person. V and the fee out. He actually, you know how you know it's bad? And the severity of the whole thing? He gymmed me at one point. V, great phone call, dude. I love also, like, he's like, bam, 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 bam. All these things that are so wrong with everything. But I'm sticking to my pick. Lakers in six. If they make it to a six game, I would consider that banner worthy. Alvin, did you get deked? Did you hit that song like, oh, we're done? No, you're not. I didn't back time that for you. I just want to make sure that V got his run. I want to make sure that V got in and you didn't hit me with a, dude, you got 10 seconds, get out. I want to hold him up as the standard. Yes, I said it, the standard. That's what I'm looking for in a phone call. You don't have to be as angry as he is. You don't need to come with gloss like Diarrhea Darv. But have a take. Have a take on something that you saw. This is what I'm looking for. And I know that not all of you have that in you, but I've got millions of listeners. I don't need millions of phone calls. Millions of listeners I like, but I don't need millions of people to pick up the phone and give me a phone call. I just need a certain select group. Like that guy, he is part of a certain select group. A certain select group that is going to be in Smack Off number 30. Now, Smack Off number 30 is going to run later in the year because I want to make sure that we're up on the X platform and we know what we're doing there before I roll that Smack Off out. It's going to be the rare fall Smack Off. Who knows? Maybe it'll be a Christmas Smack Off. Maybe it will replace the year in review. I don't really know. We don't have a date yet. I want to make sure that we get the program up on the X platform and streaming, and it's tight. But V is already in because he makes calls like that. Remember, it's invite only. If you've won the Smack Off before, you have a lifetime exemption. Everybody else has to play their way in. Everybody else needs an invite. That guy's got one. All right, with that said, nice job, V. Sorry about that loss, but again, the more catastrophic the loss, the better your phone call. They're bringing out the very best in you. My thanks to Bo Nix, former Oregon Ducks quarterback. He's part of that highly rated quarterback class this year. Joe Varden writes for The Athletic. We talk some NBA with him. Well, thank you for calling in. The XR4TI doing its thing. Alvy with his prize pick. Tommy doing his thing. Mystery Mike I saw earlier. I don't know what happened to Mystery Mike. Where is M squared? He's Mystery Mike. If there is even an M squared, right? There's the all-important 10-second cue. Have a great day. See you tomorrow, Route.